51. So we're joined by DT this morning, David Tennant.
Good morning.
So let's write. There's so many people that are emailing and texting from all over the world. Freezing in northern Alberta, Canada, is Tara Paris. I have stayed up late to listen to this program. You can tell she's not a normal punter. This program. And just to hear, so not to hear me, just to hear Minister Tennant's lovely accent, hopefully it will give me a pleasant dream when I do go to bed.
Tara, I would love to give you a pleasant dream.
Have you had the pleasure of visiting Canada, Tara wants to know.
I haven't, Tara.
Well, you can travel back in time, because it is like the 1980s. I think they still wear nice wash denim over there. Tara's never going to listen again, is she, once DT goes?
I'd love to go to Canada. I've got some family in Canada, yeah. Never seen them.
Have you done the trace the old family tree?
Who do you think you are? Yeah. I have, yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
And where are you from? I'm picking up a Scottish brogue, I think.
There's a hint of Scotland.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of Northern Ireland.
Really?
Yeah.
Celtic brogue.
My family were involved in the Troubles and all that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did your one go out? I don't remember seeing that.
I don't know how you missed it, Christian. It was in all the listings,
the big ones.
Magazines.
Yeah,
it was huge.
They've even got that magazine of it now, haven't they?
I know. What? Yeah, and a book.
A book as well. This is a huge machine from that show.
I don't really know what's...
What extra demand is there to find out about Paxman's family tree?
It's a good question. What is the magazine full of?
Well, I don't know. It's the TV show, because I saw the Paxman one on the newsstand. I had to flick through it, and there's nothing extra about it.
Well, it's just retelling what was already on the telly.
Yes.
And then does it tell you how to find your own relatives, maybe?
Yes. In a collectible part work.
No,
I'm serious. Like, there's some old nan somewhere getting the old bio out, filling in the tree name by name.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant idea.
Part one with the free folder.
So, listen, I know that David's going to tell us now what he's actually leaving Doctor Who to go and do.
I don't know. I have no plans.
Come on, Christian,
if I did, I'd tell you.
Well, we know that's a lie. You go on a proper show.
I don't have... No, I've got nothing lined up. Nothing lined up.
That's not true. There's no way you would have left that show unless you got something pretty cool lined up.
Oh no! You got to take a deep breath and dive, haven't you?
Because it's a big decision. Because I know, seriously, right? It's been such a big success. To obviously, take note from Echoscape was a good move. But then you've really made it your own. It's one of those, there isn't that much TV these days which you all sit down to watch together. At the same time, it's all kind of it's so different now. Watching TV, it's Sky Plus, and you watch it in your own time. But Doctor Who and stuff like Ant and Dec as well. There's old fashioned TV shows that whole families can watch. So the decision to leave a huge success like that must have been hard.
It was hard, yeah. But, the only other option is you sort of stay forever, really. I kind of thought, if I don't leave now, then I will just keep going until they chuck me out. And I'd rather go when I'll still miss it and when I'm still having a really good time. And better to go when they might, leave them wanting more, I think.
And, was it kind of an easy decision to make? Was it, you must have agonised over this for months.
Sort of, yeah, I did. Because Russell T Davies is leaving, the head writer,
Did you know he was leaving first?
I knew he was leaving, and I sort of always thought I would probably leave at the same time as him.
Yeah.
But then Stephen Moffat, who's coming in to take over as the head writer, I think is brilliant.
Yeah.
And we chatted about the sort of ideas he had, and that nearly changed my mind. I was very close to thinking, oh, actually, maybe just one more year. But then I thought, no, because I'll keep doing that forever. Unless I make a decision now, I'll still be there and,
How did you resign? What do you do? Do you ring them up? Do you write out a little letter? Why does that work in a job like yours? How do you resign?
Well, it was kind of being talked about because Russell was going and because Stephen was starting and there came a point where I was hedging my bets, basically, and he eventually said,
shameless.
We need to kind of finally know whether we're looking for somebody else. And I went and I sort of had a final little worry about it and then decided and phoned him up and said, I think,
And when you got off the phone, did you do that thing often when you have to make a sort of career decision that way? You get off the phone, oh no, what am I doing?
No, I didn't actually, which I took as a good sign because I could have, it could have gone either way. And I thought, no, I think this is the right thing. Not that I won't miss it and not that I won't be very sad when it finishes.
It's been a huge part of how many months are you filming?
Well, that's been 9-10 months of the year.
For the last, 4 years?
4 years, yeah.
Crikey, what are you going to do with that free time?
Just going to sit on my sofa.
We've heard some of the early fruits of the next project on the show.
Yeah, what's that?
You know. And so after 8 o'clock, here's how I'm going to get the truth out of you. Because, listen, I know how it works. You have something lined up.
Do you know, I really don't.
You are. All right, you'll have a couple of projects.
There's some things that might happen, but,
We have a lie detector machine.
Do you really?
Just
bring it
you.
On.
See that? Have you seen that thing
bring
there?
Bring it on.
Seen that?
Yeah, that stapler you're pointing at.
No,
next you're going to threaten me with that, are you?
No. See this?
That's never a lie detector.
Oh, the mind games have started.
That's like something from a Wii.
Well, oh, no, no, no. You put your hand in this, and this will measure your biorhythms.
Bring it on.
Yeah?
Bring it on.
So I'm going to take you through various projects that I've heard that you will be doing.
Okay.
This will not lie.
Yeah?
You will not lie.
I'm willing to
very
take any...
Very nervous, stumbling over
any
there.
Any test.
Oh.
Any test you can bring up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You simply put your hand in here and this machine will not lie.
Okay.
Once Brian Acton... fell apart. Once this thing fires up, we're... So don't go anywhere, people, because if you really want to know what David Tennant is doing next, we're going to reveal it next.
Okay,
this,
okay.
With this lie detector machine I have in my hand here.
Good, good.
Very uncomfortable over
can
there.
Can you give us a... Tell us a lie now and see what happens.
Oh, listen, I know...
Oh, what yeah, that's a detail. Come on.
then you'll try and work out how you can beat the lie detector machine.
Oh, I see.
Hey, listen, if you've got nothing to worry about, you don't
I've
need
got
to...
nothing to worry about.
Fine.
Listen, I'm calm, I'm zen, I'm happy.
Sweating a lot now. We'll have it out of him.
Hello, Motorcycle City.
Yes,